Careless Buying. This is Spicy Articles. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Careless buying, buying spicy items when you don't expect it. How many times do you go into the store and not read the labels? Yes, even the labels on turkey bologna and on other interesting things. And we think, well, now this should be very good. It's turkey, or it's fish, or it's chicken, or it's something that is non-meat, and we think that should be wonderful. Now, meats are good too, but the things that we really like are the fowl or the more natural things. So we go into the store, and when we go in the store, we look around, and we see, oh, what a lovely package. Oh, how delicious that looks. How wonderful that looks. And so we pick up this and we pick up that. Not too carefully looking at the label, because we think we already know what the label says. We've been there, done that, you know. We're all so familiar with everything. So we get home and we make the material. We cook the bologna that has just turkey in it. And we think, wow, that's going to be so good. And we put it on the table and serve it. Well, I cut into it. And I say, ooh-wee, this is spicy. And the rest of the group says, oh, no, that's just normal, ordinary, that's ordinary. And then they bite into it. And they say, ooh-wee, this is spicy. But did you read the label? Well, no, I just always pick that same brand up. I always pick that same piece type up, and so it is. Well, they changed it on you. They changed it on you, and you didn't even notice it. You see, a lot of times things get changed on us, and we don't even notice it. And because we don't notice it, well, then we have to pay the price. Now the price is either eat the spicy stuff or throw it away. Well, if you had a piece of poison in your hand, and you had paid a lot of money for that poison, and you thought that poison was something else, but you found out that it was poison, you would instantly destroy it. You would instantly get it out of your life, out of your pantry, out of your shelves, out of your cooking. You would instantly remove it from your world. But what's wrong with spicy foods? Well, there's nothing wrong with spicy foods. Spicy foods do their purpose. Spicy foods make the foods have a different flavor to them, have a different scent or flavor, I guess would be the right word to use there. Spices in foods change the natural flavor of the food. So, when we put spices in foods, it's because we don't appreciate the natural flavor. Now, a person who drinks wine, and he is a connoisseur of wine, he takes a little bit of wine in a glass, and he sniffs it first. He sniffs the bouquet of the wine. He sniffs the texture of the wine to see how long it has been aged and how mellow it is and how beautiful it is. Then he takes just a taste on the tip of his tongue, so he can have a taste, not a swallow that destroys all his taste buds, but just a taste on the tip of his tongue. And that taste on the tip of his tongue tells him so much of what the wine is all about, what it is really all about. And he can tell you, a wine expert, he can tell you what it is all about. Now, he tells you that by his experience, by his knowledge of wines, by his knowledge of what the flavors mean and how they reflect the age of the wine, how they reflect how what field it came from and what sort of ground it was grown in, whether it was acid or base or what type of countryside it came from. Now, that's all beautiful. Now, he can tell just by the tip of his tongue, just by the smell. He doesn't need to just drink a gallon of it and say, well, that sure was regular wine, you know. Things should be savored like that in life. And so when we go to the store and we buy pre-seasoned food, and 90% of the food, or better, 99% even, are all pre-seasoned. They're pre-seasoned by the manufacturer and what they expect for their customers. They have built into their customers the desire for certain types of tastes. And when the customer senses that taste in there, he says, wow, that's great. Now, to a Mexican audience, seasoning in food is quite common and quite impressive. They love it, and they use it very abundantly, and there's nothing wrong with that for them. Their tongues and their taste buds are already completely burned out by years and years and years of being raised on very spicy foods. But they eat these spicy foods basically, and have done so basically, because they wanted to keep certain foods and eat certain foods, but they didn't have refrigeration for it. They didn't have a preservation for it other than spice. And so that's how they kept it. Many nations use preservation of salt, and they use salt to preserve their meats and to preserve various things. And pickles. And what do they have? They have the pickle juice. They have the vinegar. And the vinegar is what preserves it. There's always these preservatives that are going around. Well, today, we are getting closer to what we were thousands, millions of years ago. In our culture, millions of years ago, we had nothing but the natural foods to eat. And the foods were brought in, and we ate them. And when the foods were not there, we didn't eat them, because we had no way of preserving them, no way of keeping them. And so our bodies were at a peak of perfection, because the bodies were using the natural foods, the unspiced foods, the unscented foods, the unpreserved foods, and they were in a very healthy state. How do I know this? Well, archaeologists like to tell us about this when they do their digs, and they look into the bone structure, and they look into the activity that the people were doing at that time, as well as they can tell from the potsherds that they go into. Now, that's how it was in the beginning. And then man became more and more sophisticated, and in his sophistication he made us to love the spices and to love the preservatives and to love the things that were preserving the foods rather than the foods themselves. And the natural foods sort of went out of favor. And if a food wasn't properly salted or peppered or spiced, people just didn't eat it. How far we've gone from the naturalness of what it is to eat foods in their pure state. We have an opportunity to have it somewhat pure. We go to the store and we buy vegetables, and they've had all sorts of pesticides and other things put on them to keep bugs out of them and to purify them and to keep them clean. But in the process, these pesticides become something in our system that our system has to fight. And our system has to protect us from it and has to make a great deal of work to clean it out as quickly as it can so that it doesn't do things to our own body. We wonder why our body is going through many terrible situations. Oh, it's true, we live longer. Well, we're more preserved. But what are we doing? We are preserving our body. And our minds are coming along well, too. But the thing is, what would happen to us if we were able to stop using salt? Well, our body needs salt. Yes, it needs salt because we have given it salt for so many millennia, and we have used it in our bodies, and we've given it from an outside source that our inside producer of sodium has not been there. Our inside producer of the natural salts that we are born with cease to be. The more that we take away the need of our body to provide us with its natural forms, the less these forms continue. We take vitamins, and our body, which is a natural producer of all vitamins for us, stop producing them. The mother gives to a baby, whether it's an animal or a human, the immunity system that keeps it free from being touched by things that are current in the world, because the mother's system is already free from that. It's already been taken care of in that way. It's immune. And then the baby has the ability to build upon this immune system. But right away, we want to give them shots. We want to give them all sorts of things on the outer to help boost their ability to do this. Well, we are creating a world of invalids. We are creating a world of dependent beings, beings dependent on outer spices, on outer stimuli to maintain our body and to maintain our life. You say you're going to breed dogs for their qualities, for their best and finest qualities, and that's all interesting. You're going to breed man for his finest qualities. Many races have thought of doing that, and it happened by natural selection, but then again, there are always those that come in. Now, you look at people, and strange people, like Stephen Hawking. He has this Lou Gehrig's disease, and yet he's one of the most brilliant minds in the universe. But he has a Lou Gehrig's disease. Now, why did that disease get into his body? What lack of protection did he have for himself when he was growing up that allowed that disease to come into his body and take over at any point? Why is our scientists haven't already discovered the way of immunizing the body from Lou Gehrig's disease? Why? Well, because we are spending so much time in trying to make foods more attractive. And we use many substances that make our fast foods very attractive, and these substances are destroying our body. They're destroying our minds. They're destroying us. And yet, in this destruction, we seem to proliferate. We seem to become more and more. We become greater and greater. We become so used to spices. We become so used to having these things that make things taste good. A little bit of honey makes the medicine go down, the medicine go down, the medicine go down. We have been taught by our parents and society that the sometimes bad thing, bad tasting things like medicine, don't have to taste bad when you put honey with them. Well, truly, what does the honey do to the medicine by and large? It makes the medicine ineffective to a large degree. And because we take the medicine, because we take the honey, we think it's going to do good for us, and so we feel better because we think we're going to feel better. Because our mind, our thought, our attitudes are what really control what goes on in our world. We carelessly go out and buy because it's so well packaged and so beautifully in the market and on the market. We go out and we carelessly pick up things here and there because it looks nice. We say, well, I am from Switzerland, and in Switzerland we eat this and this and this and this and this. Well, good. I'm from Germany, and we eat this and this and this and this. I'm from Thailand, we eat this and this and this. And I'm from Asia, and I'm from China, and I'm from Africa, and I'm from New Zealand and Australia. I'm from Japan, and we eat this and this and this. My goodness sakes. Now, every one of those things are very charming and very amusing, but each one has spices that are built into the system to take care of certain things that that country and that lack of vitamins, that lack of substance for those people is necessary. And we put it in our bodies, and we become accustomed to it, and we become so that we like it, and then we say that that's a good meal, but it's not. The more natural we can have our meals, the more natural we can eat our foods, the more natural we can live our lives, the more beautiful our lives are. We can make that choice today, each one of us, to live our life from our original purity and integrity, knowing that we are born with all of the ability within us. All the cells of our body have the ability to be born into their purity and perfection, reborn again and again and again. Our stem cells come into our body and are there. They're all over our body. What these stem cells are, these are babies, naked babies. They have no outer pressures on them. They have no clothing on them that says, I am an eye, an ear, a nose, I am a throat. They're universal. They're undifferentiated. They're waiting to be told what to do. All over our body, everywhere in our body. And we continually look at our body and say, I am a human being. Well, there's our first big error. We might say, I am a divine being. And get ourselves and our bodies accustomed to the idea that our body and ourselves are divine beings. Now, what does a divine being need? Well, nothing. A divine being needs nothing because a divine being is all. Every cell of our body is maintaining itself. Every atom of our body doesn't need anything from the outer to maintain it. It just creates a cell. It creates a being, a vehicle, which utilizes these things for the fun of it. And we can stop doing that for the fun of it. Now, every cell of our body is born as a stem cell, undifferentiated, waiting to be told what to do. And when we go over our body with our hands and our energy massage and say, I like me, 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 every cell of our body takes on this vibratory magnificence and begins to like itself in such wonderful, beautiful ways. And it naturally shies away from liquor. It naturally shies away from fermentation. It naturally shies away from rot. It naturally shies away from spices and everything that is used to sort of purify or maintain food substances to give them long-lasting life. A preservative that is also preserving the body. And we love it. And we're told by our doctors, drink vinegar. Drink a couple of tablespoons of vinegar every day and you'll do good things for your body. Well, what you're doing, you're pickling your body. Yes, we are. And we believe it. And we should take vitamins. And the more vitamins, the better. You need more vitamins, more vitamins. And what you're doing is you're causing your inner capacity of the naturalness of the body to create these vitamins to stop making them because you're giving it to them from the outer. When you give it to them from the outer, they just stop making them on the inner. There's no call for it. They're already overdosed with vitamins from the outer. Now, you say, well, you mean, Herb, we should stop taking vitamins? We should. I don't say anything. I just say, think about it. You have a mind. You have a brain. You have intelligence. You have the ability to think these things through for yourself. What do you want? A pickled brain or a pure brain? What do you want? A mind that flows with the reality of its creative beingness? A divine mind? Or do you want a human mind? Are you calling yourself a human all the time? A human all the time? Limited human? Yeah, well then, so be it. Name it, claim it. What is it you want for yourself? Who are you? Where are you going in this life? What are your values? Well, careless buying spicy things when we thought they were just normal, is done all the time. And then we bought this poison, and what do? We eat it. We paid for it. We're not going to throw it away. We eat it. We buy this nutritionless food that has been taken care of by the industry, and it becomes white bread and bleached of every beneficial food that's in it, and we've been taught to love it from little children on. And the white rice that's been bleached, and the brown rice is bleached too, but not quite as much as the white rice. And we go through all these substances that are natural foods, and what happens to them? We get our bloated nothingness in the way of the divine circuits. And the divine circuits are what? I am my original purity and integrity. That's the divine circuit. And we get in there and say, I'd like to experiment. I'd like to try this out. I'd like to try that out. I'd like to go around the world and try all the foods of the world and see how charming they are. Well, those foods were developed around the world to fulfill certain needs in certain areas. And though they may be pleasant and an interesting experience for you, they are not for you. You are not raised on those foods. In fact, you were raised on foods that are not too good for you either. But you can go back to your original purity and integrity. You can go back to the divine plan for you. And when you do, watch how every disease, how every infirmity, how every death fades from your experience. And you live in immortality, in an ideal spirit, mind, and body right now, in everything you do. Is this your choice? I know it's my choice. Is this where you want to go? I know it's where I want to go. And is this what you're doing now for yourself? It's what I'm doing now for myself. I'm going to be careful about careless buying and watch what I buy and make sure that what I buy is what I really want my body to be, my original purity and integrity. Think on these things with me. They're kind of fun. It's a thought for today that is a thought for eternity. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.